Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
Hey, welcome everybody. Great to be with you. It's another day of politics over coffee as you're waking up, or maybe you're driving to work. Whatever you're doing, hope you can hang with us for the full hour here. So has Trump failed in his response to the coronavirus impact? Has he? Is that the reason why Kate and Gavin Newsom and Jay Inslee formed this pact on the left coast to reopen the economy? And who would you trust more to reopen the economy? Politicians like Inslee, like Kate Brown, like Gavin Newsom, who've never held private sector jobs, or frankly, who've never started a company, or a guy like Trump. So has Trump failed? Is this his why? Or is it a giant CYA because, quite frankly, these people don't know what to do? What do you think? 503-589-1220. That's the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Also, never let a crisis go to waste, right? I mean, we talk about that. That's that famous saying from Rahm Emanuel, Obama's chief of staff and the failed governor, well, failed mayor, rather, of Chicago. Well, Willamette Week asks you if it's finally time for a sales tax. Really? Now, let's think about that for a moment. In fact, we'll talk about it in just a little bit because it makes no sense at all and defies all logic. But, of course, that is Willamette Week. So there you go. By the way, don't you find it interesting? I find it interesting that Kate's unemployment department, which has justifiably been roundly criticized for, well, you know, you haven't been able to file your claim, you can't get back to people, you hear stories and read stories about people just waiting for hours and hours, like my buddy, the driveway stalker, who, by the way, finally got his first check 2 weeks later. Because you got a waiting week, right? And you wait for hours, like my buddy, the driveway stalker, who spent like 2.5 hours waiting on the phone one day and then to spend, you know, 2 hours waiting on the phone the next day or a couple of days later. Well, guess who's urging Kate, her unemployment department, right? The Oregon Department of Employment, to waive that waiting week? It's Democrats, congressional Democrats. The same congressional Democrats who don't like the idea of a payroll tax holiday, which would put immediate money in not just workers' pockets, I mean immediate, but also the businesses. These same Democrat members, I mean, you want to talk about hypocrisy, folks. They also won't come back to Congress and they won't approve, along with Nancy Pelosi, more money for small businesses because they're going to run out of money. This $380 billion, they're going to run out of it tomorrow. That's how badly needed it is. And what are they going to do about it? They're going to let business run out of money. They're going to let businesses fail, and they're going to blame it all on Trump, just like the Washington Post is saying, just like Willamette Week is saying, just like the Associated Press is saying in the Oregonian. All you have to do, Kate, if you want to help people, but by the way, is it Trump's failure? Is it Trump's failure or Kate's failure to do things like waive the waiting week so that people who need money in Oregon can get it immediately? Or was it Trump's suggestion, as he has stated time and time again, that we ought to do this directly through the IRS like they're doing now, where it ought to go directly to the worker rather than through this extra. And we're not talking about the quote unquote stimulus money. By the way, my buddy, the driveway stalker, got that in his account yesterday. No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about the extra $600 a week that the federal government is adding on to this unemployment benefits. That shouldn't go through the unemployment department. Trump wanted to just give it to workers. But what's the failed fake news media meme? Trump has failed. Rachel Monahan repeats it over and over again in Willamette Week. Trump, the failed response. Really? What you mean those hospital ships that went to Los Angeles and New York that aren't even hardly being used? All the field hospitals that the federal government has set up at Trump's direction in record time, that failure? Oh, all of the ventilators that General Motors put out yesterday, that little video that Trump played at his news conference in the Rose Garden, that they're using the Defense Production Act, all of that. By the way, is it Trump's fault that these states didn't have enough ventilators? Is it Trump's fault that hospitals, some states, like Oregon, don't have enough ICU beds? Is that Trump's fault, really? Now, all of this I've just laid out for you, folks, is exactly your opportunity to influence someone else, influence their thinking. You see, this is what the left is going to do. In fact, we're going to talk about also the Republicans pushing back on this Western States Pact, because this is important. But as long as that narrative is out there, as long as the people that are in your circle of influence, that you have the opportunity to influence, as long as you let these fake news memes stand, people are going to believe it. You see, the major news media hates Trump. It's obvious. I mean, I'm just stunned by the aggressiveness and the meanness of some of the questions from these reporters in these daily briefings. It is stunning. Yeah, do I think Trump should have said, yeah, I have absolute authority? No, he really doesn't. That's what states' rights are all about. And those of us, if we're going to be consistent as conservatives, as constitutional conservatives, then we have to stand up for that. Now, what he said yesterday, by the way, however, I think is correct. It is what it was. He really hit the Nancy Pelosi and, by extension, Mitch McConnell, because they're doing these pro forma sessions where they have one person who gavels in and then gavels out. It's a fake. It always have been. And what it does, it stops Trump from doing recess appointments. He's warning them, and he did yesterday, that he will take Congress out of session. And he said, let him take us to court, because he'll start making recess appointments. Because you know what? He pointed out yesterday, the number two guy that he wanted to be appointed at the Agriculture Department has been held in limbo for 2.5 years by Democrats. The Democrats in the Senate. These are Senate appointments. 2.5 years. In a recess appointment, when Congress is on recess, a president can appoint people until the next Congress begins. Now, that could be a year down the road. It could be 2 years down the road, whatever. Just depends on when the next Congress is formed. That's how that works. They do these pro forma where they just gavel in. They have one person walks to the podium of the House or the Senate floor and gavels in and then gavels out. That is fake. It's an abuse. It's like Oregon's emergency clause being on half of all the bills that are passed in Oregon. Did you know have emergency clauses? And what that does, it takes away your right to vote. That's the same scam. And that's what he called it. And it is. Trump is saying, you know what? I'm warning you. You guys either come back and do your job, or I'm going to take you out of session and you take me to court. We'll see who wins. That's what Trump needs to do. Now, the left is going nuts over this, like they're going nuts over the fake news story by the Washington Post that Trump may have delayed these checks going out because he wanted his name on the checks. In fact, I see a tweet from Jeff Merkley about that. Here's what Merkley says. After thousands of Americans have died and millions more lost their jobs, Trump risk. Didn't say, but he, so, you know, Merkley's smart enough not to make substantiate a claim that is completely unsubstantiated by its authors, the Washington Post. Trump risks delaying direct payments to families just so he can put his name on them. These checks aren't a Trump hotel. They're vital assistance that needs to get to Americans ASAP. And my buddy Mark Anderson of I Spy Radio here in Oregon said, already proven to be fake news. Meanwhile, he writes, Democrats insist that unemployment go through the states, like Oregon, whose system is antiquated and unable to process the payments and the surge of requests. Now, why should they do that when letting the feds handle it would have cost Oregon nothing? Yeah, excellent point. The Washington Post has the story that Merkley's referring to. And here's the other thing. Most of these checks are going to be deposited directly in people's accounts, like my buddy the driveway stalker got his yesterday. Trump's name is not on that. You don't see it anywhere. All you see is that you got a bunch of money in your account. What a stupid fake news story. You see, this is how desperate the left is to get Trump. You think it's going to succeed? So when somebody brings that issue up, if it has any legs at all in your world today, why don't you just say to them, do you know that most of the checks that are going out are not checks? They're direct deposits into people's account, and the president's name ain't on it. That's your opportunity to then say to these people, so don't believe what you read. It is fake news. And it's simply not true. By the way, how long do you think it would take to put Trump's signature on a check? Even if they did. Like a click of a mouse? You know that's all computer generated. That's another argument that you can use. This is nothing more than, again, the leftist news, the fake news media, trying to create another meme. Like Trump has not reacted and has failed in his coronavirus response. There are so many data points to refute that. It is stunning. But again, it's your opportunity to set them straight, but doing it thoughtfully. Don't you think? It's 6:20 in the morning, 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC stock line. What do you think today? Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. We'll be back in a moment with the rural Oregon Republicans' response to Kate Brown joining with the other Democrat governor. Once I fix all the truth.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
There we go. I remembered the microphone. Sorry, folks. I'll get there. Eventually, I will. You know what? Some people like Stacey Ann thinks that Trump's statement that reopening the country was his in his alone. Might be strategic. And I, you know, I think it's an interesting point to consider. Because what's the result of it? You get the media and all these Democrats talking about what? The Constitution and states' rights. Federalism. I like that. Especially since all of these governors are walking all over the Constitution with some of their ideas, some of their actions, some of their orders, like people are revolting against yesterday all over the country, but especially in Michigan. So what do you think? Do you think it's time for an open Oregon protest just like Michigan? People coming from all over the state. I mean, gas is kind of cheap right now, right? And you got all this time on your hands, and you're getting your stimulus checks and your unemployment checks, maybe. Maybe it's time we have a drive-in protest all around Oregon. People coming from all over the state to come to the state capitol. I mean, you think the Timber Unity protest was big. What if we had 15, 20,000 cars, trucks, shutting down Salem? I'm sorry, folks, those of you trying to go to work at Salem. If this happens, you better make plans. Anyway, oh, and one other point Stacey Ann made. Oh, and on the checks with Trump's name on it, maybe the Democrats won't cash them. Brilliant. Utterly brilliant. Before I go to the phones, 503-589-1220, emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Before I do all of that, I want to remind you that one of the ways you can stay safe from coronavirus or the common cold or anything else is build your immune system, and CBD can help you do that. Anecdotally, I know it's true because it's done it for me. But also, how about these other people? We know it works for epilepsy. We know it works for all kinds of things. Why don't you check out pro-bioscience.com? That's the great Salem company that I do business with personally. For my own hemp that I grew, pro-bioscience.com. It is Oregon-grown hemp. It is made right here in Salem, and you can buy it right here. And if you go online to pro-bioscience.com and buy any of their products, including products for your pets, including hand sanitizer infused with CBD, and you put in the code, the discount code, SPRING, you get a 15% discount. Pro-bioscience.com. All right, to the phones. I'm going to start first with Art, and then I'm going to my buddy Jake. We'll start with Art. Go.
Hey, good morning, Jeff. Well, first I want to say kudos to Governor Brown because she decided not to release a lot of prisoners, which would have been a huge mistake. So we're going to give her credit, Jeff, for doing good things.
I agree. She made the right call.
That's darn straight. But what Kate is setting us up is for a second wave that's going to maybe even be worse because she hasn't opened up the schools again. And I think that's a huge mistake on her part. But then again, you know, she wants us more dependent on government instead of us making up the decision on opening up our businesses safely, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, again, they think they know better than we do, and they're using this crisis. Let me say, Jeff, that the small business thing is already out of money. And of course, I've been affected by that, which really makes me mad, but it is what it is. And of course, we know the Democrats are going to blame Trump for all this, tell their lies, et cetera, because they consistently do that. But let me tell you, Jeff.
Okay, make it your last point because I got to go to Jake.
President Trump is doing a hell of a good job under horrible circumstances, and nobody will give him credit, of course, except us. And we got to stand behind our president and force these doggone Democrats to let this thing play out right And we got to put America back to work.
And we got to put Oregon back to work. Well said. Got to go. Got to go, Art. Got to let you go, brother, because I got to move to my buddy Jake. Jake, you got like a minute and a half. Go, brother.
Okay, real quick. Shout out to Michigan. Good job in Lansing. Way to go, people there. Two quick questions, one for you and a rhetorical question for your listening audience. Jeff, what if this governor of ours takes this too far and it's time to open up and she won't allow it because she wants to play her games? What do we do to save the businesses and the state? That's to you. And to everybody that could hear my voice, how many of you people out there actually know someone that actually has the virus, let alone passed away from it or is very sick from it? Because I'm finding out that very few people that I know, and my circle isn't that big, that actually have the virus. I want to know how much is fact and how much is fiction. God bless you, Jeff. Love you.
Thank you, brother. It's always good to hear your voice. Look, you know, that's a great question to ask. I mean, this is, again, is an opportunity for you to influence people around you because it gets people to think. And if you ask that question, Jake just said, seriously, think about it. How many people do you know that have even gotten it? Friends, we've been living in fear. Oregon's one of these states that has done a pretty good job. And I know people like my buddy Lars were advocating to Kate to shut us down much sooner. I don't think that was necessary because I think, again, you look at these other states. Trump said yesterday there are 20 states that have very low infection rates and rates of death. Oregon's one of them. Compared to our neighbor to the north. Now, look, who do you trust to open this country? Politicians on the left coast who have never had any business experience? Somebody like Trump, or frankly, people like us. Now, I'll get to the second part of Jake's point when we come back from the bottom of the hour break at 6:30 in the morning. You're listening to Political Coffee.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Hey, and I even remembered to turn my microphone back on. Isn't that great? See, your radio talk show host can actually grow in his ability to actually do a show. You know, you're never supposed to admit your weaknesses, right? But is that human? Look, seriously, you look at politicians and people like Trump. I love Donald Trump, but come on. He's never going to admit that he's made a mistake or he's wrong. Because people like him have monumental egos. It's not all bad, but look, let's just be honest, okay? Sometimes we're all human. And it's okay to say, hey, you know, I make mistakes. I do. That's obvious. Now, I try to limit them. But the things that I share with you every day on this show are not only just my opinions, but they are also things that I know to be true in life, in human interaction. And that's why the theme of this show, and by the way, if you're just joining us, welcome. The theme of this show is politics over a cup of coffee, because in doing so, you contemplate politics and its impact in your life. But it's not just enough to contemplate it. You got to do something about it. Now, I want to get to Jake's question here, but just quickly, I want to share with you what it is we're talking about. Never let a crisis go to waste. Well, Lamet Week asks if it's finally time for Oregon to do a sales tax. What? People are hurting. They don't even know where the next check is coming from. They don't know if their job is going to last. And you want to raise their taxes? What? In fact, it's so bad. I mean, why would anybody even write, other than it's controversial and we end up talking about, why would you even write that? Why would you even ask it? It's so bad that Portland and other places all across the state are pulling back local tax increases. Why? This is not the time to do that. Now, of course, Kate is not going to have a special session with which the Republicans could demand the suspension of the business sales tax, which is due in 4 more days. No kidding. Why? Many of these businesses right now are shut down, and now they're going to have to pay the state of Oregon a tax on their gross sales, even though they're shut down now. Where's that money going to come from? Now, Kate doesn't want to have that conversation. I'll tell you the conversation she wants to have is how important it is to get a federal bailout, number one, which is why she's not dissing Trump too badly right now. And number two is that she then can say, you know what? Business sales tax money that was supposed to go to schools, we can't give it to schools. We can give some of it to schools, but it's got to go into the general fund where we get to spend it on everything else, like PERS. Has Trump failed in the virus response? Has he? Are all of these problems here that we've been experiencing with, you know, all this business of you getting through, you having to sit on hold for hours on end with the Oregon Department of Employment, is that Trump's fault? Whose fault is that? Oh, if your argument is, well, it's unprecedented. Is it? Did Trump shut all of Oregon's businesses down, where most of them, the way Kate has? Did Trump do that or did Kate do that? Was that even necessary? Look at the states that haven't done what Kate has done. How bad is their rate of infection and COVID cases and death compared to ours? It ain't. Was it necessary to do this? Again, these are things you can use. These are questions you can ask. These are questions you can pose in your circle of influence. I'm going to get to answering Jake's question, the second part of his question, which was for me. Kate's unemployment department should waive its waiting week, says who? All of the Democrats in Congress from Oregon. By the way, is that Trump's fault that Kate hasn't, by one phone call is all it takes? She picks up the phone, she calls the director of the Department of Employment and says, waive the waiting week, because she can. Why does it take Democrats in Congress saying waive the waiting week? Because it gets your benefits to you almost immediately. Is that Trump's fault? And I'm going to use this as part of my answer to Jake. Contact tracing is a condition that Kate has said the state will use. It's one of many to determine whether to reopen the state. Well, how about this? How about using drones to track your compliance with contact tracing, your compliance with everything? I'll tell you who's doing it. And is it time for Oregon to do it? I wouldn't like that. And I bet you probably wouldn't either. But something that you will like is dealing with our folks at Freedom Heating and Air. You know why? Because they can keep your home safe. Yeah, from bacteria and viruses as part of your overall things. You know, limiting your interaction with people who are sick, which you ought to be doing anyway. And washing your hands, blah, 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 all of that. You know what? They can keep your home safe by keeping it free or more free of bacteria with HEPA filtration systems and those incredibly effective UV light filtration systems. UV light kills bacteria and viruses. Proven. So why don't you reach out to Freedom Heating and Air? Go to their website, freedomheatingandair.net. Check it out. It's your opportunity. Now, my answer to Jake, here's what it is. What can we do? Well, we can do what one of the things that we can do as conservatives, as constitutional conservatives, is, frankly, is to protest in mass in violation of Kate's rules. We have constitutional rights. Yes, my buddy Lars likes to say that they're subject to time and place, manner restrictions. That is true, but the question is, who determines that? Well, whoever's in charge determines it. And if we, the people, don't stand up against them, our inalienable rights, by protesting. Yesterday in North Carolina, they held a protest. One woman got arrested because there was a massive protest there and people were standing next to each other. If enough of us show up at the state capitol, like happened in Lansing, Michigan, in our cars, we're going to scare the holy living daylights, or the unholy living daylights, out of the regressive totalitarian Marxists like Kate Brown that run this state. That's how you stand up for your constitutional rights. We get active. We physically go get active. You know what ought to be happening every day at 5 o'clock? We constitutional conservatives ought to be standing on the bridge. You know that bridge that goes across the Willamette River in Salem that is usually choked with traffic because the regressive totalitarian Marxist on the Salem City Council will not build a third bridge after spending $13 million in studies? Yeah, that's what we ought to be doing. Every day we ought to be standing there with signs. Reopen Oregon. You know, Herman Bersiger is in this story that's on the Oregon watchdog.com today. And Super Dave, hang on, because I'm going to get to in just a second here. Saying, you know what? Rural Oregon should not be subject to the same rules of reopening that Portland is. Yeah. But Kate has tied us to whatever Washington's going to do and whatever California's going to do. What? California's got more population than any other place in the nation. And she's going to tie us to whatever they do, to their standards. One of them is contact tracing. How's she going to do that for those of us in the rural areas? Besides, do you know there are Oregon counties that don't have any COVID-19 cases? And you want to keep them shut down? None of this was necessary. Again, look at what Sweden's doing. Look at what other states who have not issued its stay-at-home orders are doing. Look at the results. By the way, Kate is also focusing on less COVID-19 cases. Where? In Portland? Or in Harney County? Klamath County? So, in answer to Jake, you know what we do? We do what we're doing today. You listen to this radio show. Super Dave, hang on, buddy. I'll get you on the other side of it. You listen to this radio show. You talk to people in your sphere of influence. And then we go protest every day in our local community. You should be at your city hall, your county commission seat. And we go to the Capitol. We need a giant protest. We open Oregon, don't you think? Back in a moment. No, that's not poverty. I promise you. Faces as they march through town to the riverside. They baptize believers in this celebration.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Hey, twice in a row, I remembered to turn my mic on. Hey, Pennsylvania Senate just voted to override their Democrat governor's stay-at-home order. Of course, it's a bill, and the governor plans to veto it. Interesting, isn't it? You know what? And Super Dave, I promise, I'm coming to you in a second. Over the break, this thought came to me. You know what? If we're going to do a massive car drive-in protest to the state capitol, how cool would it be to show up in a limousine from Diamond Royalty Rides? Use some of that stimulus money, buy a ride in Diamond Royalty Rides limousine, and then drive around Salem, around the capitol, with thousands of other Oregonians protesting, demanding the reopening of Oregon. What a great idea. DiamondRoyaltyRides.com. All right, Super Dave, you're up, buddy. What do you say to me, brother?
Hey, how you doing, Jeff?
Awesome.
Hey, I was wondering, isn't Pelosi non-essential? You know, she's not doing anything. I'm just wondering. She's not anywhere to be found. Every once in a while, she'll throw out there, say something dumb, like usual. I usually call her Nancy Pelosi because, you know, they got to be sisters anyway. But anyway, you know, I do have a problem, and everybody should know that they just don't have enough people in there to process everybody's unemployment, because she's just not getting people out there. I'm sorry. She just did it just a week and a half ago. She started hiring. Remember when you said that they were hiring? They weren't. They were just moving some people from somewhere else, so they didn't hire anybody. So finally they started hiring some people, but not enough. They should have more people to get this done so people can have money so they can survive.
Isn't that what Kate always does, though, Dave? I'm sure it is. She, like most liberals, she talks a good game but cannot make it happen. Remember, Dave, when we talked about that she announced the 20,000 tests that they had signed a contract with. She hadn't signed the contract. She didn't sign it for a month later. It was only 10,000 tests. She lied. She didn't follow through. Same thing here.
And she wants to try to be vice president. They're not going to give it to her. She'll lie to the people that she's pals along with. So she's not going to get that.
No, I kind of don't think. You know what? They want somebody who's, first of all, pretty. She is not.
Oh, no.
And charismatic.
No.
She is not.
No, big time. Nope.
Yeah, but, you know, Kate's angling for something. You wait, brother. She's angling for something. Dave, be safe. Are you out driving about, or are you hunkered down at home?
Take care. Yeah, I'm going to the store right now. I'm not going to wear a mask.
Good for you. All right, that's Super Dave. There you go. That's his protesting. All right, got a great email from Corby. And it says, "Morning, Jeff. You know, the truth of the matter is that we the people have failed miserably. Instead of running our government, we're letting our government run us. The people have bought into an agenda that's destructive. And we still won't open our eyes. President Trump is doing a good job. But you're right. The Constitution says states' rights. So it's the governors that have failed. God help us." And then his ensuing email says, "I know of 4 people that have been diagnosed with the virus. 2 are in their 70s, 2 in their 60s. They had an elevated fever for a few days. And we're cleared to be fine after that." You're the first person I know of, Corby, in my circle, and you're in my circle, that has that, that has recognized that there are people that you know who've had the actual virus. And Dwight writes an email about Stacey Ann, who's up next, by the way. Good morning, Salem, with Stacey Ann. That text that she wrote me about, you know, laughing about Donald Trump having his name on the checks that are sent out, Democrats not cashing them because his name's on them. He writes this: the question was raised as to how many libs would not cash their checks if they had Trump's name on it. Remember, all the liberals who promised to leave the country if Trump was elected, none of them have left. And you're right. No, they'll all cash their checks. You know it. And I know it. I would love to see one of them tear up their Donald Trump check. What do you want to bet it'll happen to? Oh, it will, my friends. Look, each and every one of you are the greatest influencers you'll ever know. This business of compliance. First of all, Kate said, "We one of her five conditions for reopening Oregon is a lessening of the cases." That's not the dynamic you need to know. It's hospitalizations you need to be focused on, because that's what this whole thing was about, right? That's why we had to shut down the economy, because they didn't want to overwhelm the hospital system. It's about hospitalization, not cases, Kate. Because if social distancing, if staying at home is truly working, then why are we having half of our deaths in Oregon come from nursing homes? You ought to be focusing on that. Let the rest of us live our lives, because even if we get it, we're going to be fine, just like Corby. But one of her other thing is, by the way, how are you going to know about those cases if, Kate, you sign a contract for 20,000 tests through a private company, and then it's only 10,000, and then you put them on hold, you don't even say you're going to use them? Why don't you release them, Kate? But what happens if she says, well, we have to do contact tracing, and we have to do it through your iPhone, and we can buy the data, which anybody can. So remember I teased you with this story about using drones to track your compliance? Somebody's doing that. The mayor of Rome, Italy, is using drones along with cops driving around the streets with bullhorns telling people to stay in their own. In fact, the mayor even fined a jogger who was running on the Appian Way because she caught him with a drone. Now, again, Corby writes makes a great point in his email. We the people have failed because we've allowed all of this madness to happen without challenge. How far will it go? Will it be drones in Oregon testing our compliance with whatever edict Queen Kate decides she wants to impose on us next? Or are we going to stand up? It's time for a car protest, don't you think? Reopen Oregon. As you're starting your car with that cheap gas out there, think about it. Let's do it. Soon. Really soon. Make it a great day. Take the answer.